As we move into election season in Michigan, the candidates hoping to be the state's next governor are becoming more vocal and visible. This is Lisa Berry, and one of those candidates already pretty visible is Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, who will be sharing his vision for the state at the Ann Arbor-Ypsilanti Regional Chamber Luncheon Thursday. And with a preview, he joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you so much.
Can you give us a bit of a preview of that vision you're going to share at the luncheon?
You know, it wasn't that long ago when Michigan's biggest problem was not enough jobs. There wasn't the type of opportunity we had in the past. We lost almost a whole generation of young people to other places. Now, 8 years later, after this lost decade and that great recession that Michigan had experienced, one of our biggest challenges today is not enough people to fill all the jobs that are being created. And so that's why moving forward into the future, it's all about talent development. Talent is the new currency of economic development. When you have people that can do the sorts of things that are demanded by today's economy, this ever-increasing global and technical economy, when we have the people that can do that type of work, we get the investment, we get the growth, we get the opportunity here in our state. And that's why it's so important. And that's why places like Washtenaw County have a special role to play when it comes to Michigan's future.
Talent development as an education, or what ideas do you have?
Education is the foundation, absolutely. So starting with our pre-K through 12 system, making sure that every single kid starts school ready to learn and learns to read, and bringing back skilled trades, not at the expense of academics, but even using the trades to teach the academics in more real-world hands-on ways. But as we transition from the system that we have today, which is kind of arbitrary, right? You go to a certain place for a certain period of time at a certain age for a predetermined curriculum, and then you take a test at the end and you move on. And then at some point you get done, right? But now we can never be done with education. We have to abandon the notion that we finish with education, because the world changes too much. We have to continue to learn. There are new professions literally being invented every day. The information technology industry is merging with virtually every other industry right now. And so it's important that the way that we prepare our people and our primary education system and secondary institutions reacts to that, but also takes a proactive role in preparing our people for the jobs of today and tomorrow.
Speaking of education, guns on school property is a big issue in this area, especially in the Ann Arbor School District, which is waiting for a state Supreme Court ruling on that. What is your perspective on that?
Well, schools have school boards for a reason, and they can establish the security protocols. They should be in a position to establish the types of security protocols that they want to have in their area. So there are some places where they feel the need to have armed guards, and there are other places where they don't feel the need to have armed guards. In those cases, it really is important that the character and the specifics of the community are taken into account, and who better to move forward on that than the school board.
So leave it up to the local school district to decide. It sounds like what you're saying.
Yeah, the security system, I don't think it's reasonable that the state would establish a single type of security system for the entire state. We are a state that has subdivisions of local school districts for a reason. But I would point out that we are making substantial investments in helping schools to implement campus security measures, and even in this budget that we're working on right now, and hopefully will pass here in the next week or two, there'll be grants for hardening of schools, but also things like communications and fail-safe communication systems, along with full campus monitoring. It's more than just entrances to schools that need to be secured. If you look at the way that we handle security in any business or building where we have precious things inside, why wouldn't we take those same types of measures when we're talking about our schools?
I'm talking to Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, who will be speaking in Ann Arbor and hopes to be the state's next governor. How would you categorize the roads, the condition of the roads in Michigan right now?
We've got a lot of work to do. It has been literally generations, maybe 40 or 50 years of underinvestment in our roads. We really have had to push very, very hard to get increased investments into our roads. So number one, we have to fully implement the road funding package that has already passed and is rolling into place now. We are accelerating that. It'll be $1.2 billion a year to start. We are also, as we experience economic growth, we are putting additional general fund resources into roads, and we're paying off debt that the previous two administrations took out. When Governor Snyder and I took office, there was about $2.3 billion in road debt that the previous governors had taken out. We have paid off almost half of that. When we pay off the rest of it, it'll be an additional more than $200 million that goes into our roads. But also take a look at, I'd point to M23 and the work that happened there as a good example of how we're stretching the dollars further. That was originally going to be a $350, maybe $400 million project. And we were able to get that cost down to $100 million using innovative engineering and technology.
How would you, Brian Calley, differentiate yourself from the current administration and Governor Rick Snyder, whose job you're hoping to get?
Well, in the past, in the last 8 years, it was about reinvention. If you couldn't fix them, you had to completely scrap it and start over. And in a lot of ways, we've been doing foundational work. So in the past, it was balancing budgets and tax reform and regulatory reform, a lot of different things that happened to create an environment of success and economic growth. What we need for the future is different, though. In the future, it's about investment in our people, investment in talent, and making sure that all of this economic growth that we have here today, including the more than 800,000 jobs that will need to be filled in just the top about 20 professions in Michigan, over the next 6 years, we have a lot of work to do on our education system, changing our focus to an attitude of lifelong learning and adult education and retraining and re-education as the world changes. That is so important for the future. And I look at it as the next logical step in this reinvention. In the beginning, it was foundational work. Now it's bringing that to the next level. Now it's building on a strong foundation.
So if people go to vote for Brian Calley, will they be voting for continuing the Snyder administration, or do you think you'll bring something new and different to the table?
What we need for the future is definitely different than what we needed in the past. So while the overall strategic direction is the same, the issues that we face for the future are very, very different. And so as I look back on the last 7.5 years of 540,000 new jobs and 17-year low in unemployment, sixth in the nation in income growth here in Michigan, I do represent the direction of 500,000 new jobs and 17-year low in unemployment. That is the direction that I represent. What we need to do, though, for the next 500,000 jobs and even lower unemployment and even higher income growth in our state, those issues are different, and it's very people-focused, and that will be the hallmark of my time as governor. If the people should have me, is to really invest in our people and equip them with everything that they need to go out there and compete and win in a 21st century global economy.
On the heels of tourism in Michigan, the arts are turning into a very lucrative aspect in the state. Arts are big in Washtenaw County. Are you a big supporter of the arts?
Arts are so important. I would put it at the same level as in our primary education system as the traditional mathematics and sciences, because you have these two parts to your brain. You got the logical part and you have the creative part. And innovation has driven our economy in the past, and innovation is really fostered by the arts. And it's not an extra in our education system. It's absolutely essential. Love the arts. Music is a huge part of my life. I didn't play sports in high school. I was in the fall comedies and the spring musicals. In fact, my wife and I met on stage when we were cast opposite leads in the spring musical in high school. I mean, it's a huge part of my life, and it's been a huge part of my success over all the time since my education. And that is it's something I don't want our kids to miss out on, not just because of the richness that it brings to life, but also because I think it is an essential part of our economy moving forward, that we're not just about being good at things that exist today, but I want us to be the best at innovating, at being creative and anticipating or driving where we go in the future. That takes creativity, that takes right side brain development. And the arts is the best way to do that.
So Brian Calley's a singer?
I love singing. Yeah, I actually have a band. We play, six, seven gigs a year. I'm on the keyboard, and I also do vocals, a lot of Michigan-made music, Bob Seger, in Kid Rock and Temptations and Grand Funk Railroad. And
what's the name of the band? State. That's awesome.
It's called The Persuaders. Now, they do gigs without me, but when I'm with them, it's called Brian Callie and The Persuaders.
All right, that's great information. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Brian Callie, Lieutenant Governor of the State of Michigan, speaking at the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber Luncheon Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us at 89.1 WEMU.
Great to be with you. Thank you.